Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver.
When Psalm 111, that's 111, 111, 10, says the fear of the Lord, some versions say reverence of the Lord, is the foundation of wisdom. That is something that you really have to really sit down and postulate on, because reverence of God, reverence, respect, to revere, hold highly up, that's reverence. To esteem up, that's reverence. To say, wow, ah, you're amazing, that's reverence. To reverence God is the fear to God, to fear God, reverence God, is the foundation of wisdom. Psalm 111, verse 10. Now, Job, in chapter 11, 13 through 16, he talks in the same manner about the fear of God and how fear of God and wisdom tie in together. So when you say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, reverence of God, fear of God, is a foundation of wisdom. Your whole life should be built on fearing God with reverence. Listen to me, this is really easy. Fear God means to reverence God, to say how holy and awesome and almighty he is, El Shaddai. But we take human fear and we try to communicate our understanding of God in human fear. Fear that makes you go, oh my goodness, I'm afraid of my life. Fear in the flesh equals death. Listen to me. Fear that you have in the flesh means you have a fear of death. It's all through scripture. The fear of God does not equal death. The fear of God equals wisdom. So when you start thinking, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, you're afraid that your life is going to be impacted by some negative outcome, which means it has a root of the fear of death. You can read this through Job. I don't have time to go through all the Job verses on that, but I want to stick to Psalm 111 and 10, verse 10. Psalm 111, verse 10. Reverence or fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Wisdom created the heavens and the earth. The Bible says that. So when my body gets all nervous, gets all stressed out, it has anxiety going on, because why? I'm afraid of something. I'm afraid to drive in heavy traffic. There's a phobia. I'm afraid to fly in an airplane. There's a phobia. Why are you afraid of that? Because it may crash. Why? Because it means death. Traffic, flying, accidents, the person's fear, concern, paranoia means death. Satan is the person in charge of death. Satan brings death. God is the God of the living, not God of the dead. So when Satan puts in the fear of death, Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. So you should never fear death. So when you fear God, who is the eternal God, the God of wisdom, the God of life, the God of light, you don't fear death. Because the foundation of wisdom tells you not to fear death. Because why? One, factoid, Jesus conquered death. And then when you read scripture and look at all the verses that relate to fear, you will read, including in Revelations as well, that Satan, Timothy, also Apostle Paul talks about this with Timothy, Satan is the one that brings fear of death to man. So if Satan is bringing the fear of death to man, that causes man to not operate in faith of God. So when I start thinking about fear, I go, what in this world am I afraid of? If it's man, it's a snare, the Bible says. Now you can listen to all my episodes on fear and kind of repeating myself, but I don't fear man. And I truly, for those who knew me, those who still know me, but those who knew me way back when, I used to be in the military. I used to hate getting on elevators. I hated getting on elevators that take me all the way up to the 30th floor or 40th floor because I worked in a tower. And lo and behold, my fear came to pass. I was stuck in the elevator. From the first floor all the way up on the 20th to the 30th floor, I was stuck in between whatever those floors were. And I was screaming. I was screaming. And I could hear people saying, "It's going to be okay, Lieutenant. We'll get you out of there." And the Lord gave me calmness and peace because I knew if it was my time, because man, when that elevator stuck, the only thing I thought about watching movies in my mind, an elevator dropped. How's it going to stop now? It's going to fall 20 plus stories there. I was like, uh-oh, Lord, please save me. Nobody's in the elevator with me. So thank goodness. So there's that example. God got me through that fear. Another fear was flying into when I was stationed at China Lake. And we had to fly on these little prop jobs. I call them two engine type planes, whatever kind of planes. They were called those putter jumpers, whatever you want to call them. And you're flying through the mountain areas. And I'm telling you, you hit these turbulence and you're flying off your seat. And I'm grabbing whoever's sitting next to me. And I'm saying, "I'm sorry, I don't know you, but man, I don't like this turbulence." The Lord had to get me over that, overcome that fear as well. So I kept saying, "Lord, I need more wisdom. I need more faith." I said, "Lord, I don't want to fear death, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord." So I was just said, "Okay, here we go." And by the time it was my tour was up, I did a couple of flights back to L.A., from China Lake, which is Ridgecrest, California. For those who live there, they may know what I'm talking about. I thought after a while, you know what? It's a bumpy ride, but I'm used to it now. So what I'm trying to tell you, my friends, overcome your fear. Ask the Lord to help you overcome your fear, and you'll get through things a lot better. So in closing, Psalm 111, verse 10, "The fear or reverence of the Lord is truly the foundation of wisdom." And wisdom will tell you not to fear death.
Thanks for listening to Sharing the Word. Join me again as we discuss Bible topics that will help you live a victorious life through Jesus Christ.